Blog Talk Radio.
This is Mary Hollis, director of the Next Chapter Widows Ministry, a ministry in embracing widows. The purpose of our ministry is to exemplify love to widows through regular encouragement and information about the many decisions of the first 3 years. Our scripture read, "Honor widows that are widows indeed." 1 Timothy 5:3. That is really just saying you are special to God. Honor widows that are widows indeed. I hope that everyone is doing okay tonight, and I hope that your week has been okay. But tonight, we are going to talk about being still and knowing that God is. Be still and know that I am God. When things do not seem to work out in the way we hope or plan, we may be tempted to give way to feelings of discouragement or frustration. But if we have faith in the truth that God is at work in and through all things, we hold to the belief that all things are in God's care and that divine order prevails. That word is so special to me, divine order. I use that regularly, and I always encourage other people to use it, because if you ask God for the divine order, I don't care how confusing your day may be, by the end of your day, it is in divine order. Use it and try it and see how it works. We are able to hold steady. We are able to remain calm and poised. We are able to be patient in the face of delays or apparent obstacles. From our present viewpoint, it may seem that there is only one way for our good to come forth in a particular situation. But from the overall viewpoint, from the viewpoint of truth, there is no limitation. There are endless possibilities for the emergency of good. The thing that we need to remember is that there is only God. If we say this to ourselves and live this thought, there is only God, we are kept from anxiety. We are free from fear. We live in an atmosphere of faith and assurance. There is only God. There is only one presence and one power, the presence of the power of good. There is only God, so there is only good. God is one activity at work in us and in all our lives, and this activity should always produce good results. Where God is, there is life. Life, there is power, there is peace. Where God is, there is fulfillment. Where is God? God is where we are. We live and we move in our being in divine presence. So even when we cannot see our way through, and I know that many times we cannot see our way through, we just wonder, how are we going to get through this to this situation? Even when we cannot see how things can possibly work out, we need to know that God is with us. Where we are, God is. And where God is, there is the perfect answer to everything we need. Many persons think of God as a last result. And I'm sure we do that all the time. And one of the things why we think God is we use God as a last result, because we are impatient. We don't want to wait until God answers our prayer. So we take on the task ourselves and trying to fix it. But if things get bad enough, then we fall on our knees in prayer, hoping for a miracle to save us. Well, God is first, last, and always. The more we learn to live daily, momently, in the present, the more we can learn to keep our thoughts God-centered, the freer we are of fear, and the less need we have for miracles. I would like to also, well, first let me read this particular paragraph, move on, and then I want to tell you about a testimony regarding being still. One of the most helpful verses in the Bible is found in 46 Psalms. Be still and know that I am God. I've used this also on many occasions. By the way, I am reading from a book that's called Meet It With Faith by Martha Smock. This is one of the founders of the The Daily Word that you read, some people, I've been purchasing this book for years, many, over 10 years. It's called The Daily Word. And she was one of the founders of The Daily Word. She's one of the writers of many books that she's written. But anyway, what I wanted to say about this book has a lot of information in it. It teaches you how to be calm, trusting, how to be still, and also ways in how to pray about things and about healing powers. And I started using these words that they indicated in this book. And the first thing that I did start using was divine order. And a lot of my friends would always tell you that I always encourage them when they're having confusion and stuff in their daily life, always pray and ask God for divine order. This book gives you the simple little words to use. Now, be still and know that I am God. This is when I use this under this situation. And some of you may have heard this story. I've told the story before, but it is appropriate for this particular story that I'm telling today. Being still and knowing that be still and know that I am God. When I was working at this bank, and there was this gentleman that came into the bank. Well, he was a gentleman, but he wasn't a gentleman when he came over to my desk. He was tall, over 6 foot. I think he was about 6'4". and he came to my desk, and he was very upset about his bank account. He was disputing the balance on his account. Well, when I started explaining to him why his balance was less than what he thought, he got very angry. He got so angry that he started speaking very loudly, and the security guard heard him, and he started walking towards me and this guy. And when the guy saw that the security guard was coming over, he even got more angry. And what he did was, because the security guard kept coming over and telling him to be quiet, he just got very excited and started getting angrier by the minute. What he did was he pulled out a knife. And I am 5'2". So imagine a man 6'4" next to me with a knife in his hand. And he put the knife towards my waist. He didn't touch my body, but he put it towards my waist because he wanted the security guard to stop coming toward us. But at the time, the security guard did not see him with the knife because he was at a distance at the time. And then I started saying, he has a knife. And then he stopped and he realized that he didn't need to continue to move. But at that particular time, I started repeating to myself, be still and know that I am God. Because I had remembered reading this and what it said, how to be calm. And sometimes you have to be calm. A lot of my employees was behind me. They were crying, they were screaming, they were emotional, but I never got excited, I never cried, I never yelled, I never screamed. I just became very still and constantly praying, being still, knowing that I am, be still and know that I am God. I was asking God to help me in the midst of this situation. He helped me be calm. And finally, they had called the police, and there were about, I would say, about 9 or more police officers came running into the bank. And they finally got him away from me. And it took about 9 or 10 of them to hold this man down. Imagine if you took that many people to hold this man down, he could have easily killed me. But God protected me and kept me still. But I'm going to tell you one thing. When he left my side, nerve and everything just came in place. I mean, all of a sudden, even though I was calm all that time, when he left me, I started sweating. All my emotions, I never screamed or hollered, but all my emotions inside of me, I felt it. But he kept me calm. And being calm, it helped me to keep me alive because if I got excited and pulled away or whatever, I never would have known what that guy would have done because a 6-foot tall guy over a 5'2 short lady, I could imagine what he could have done. But God protected me. He helped me to be still. Simple little word as being still. So that was an important. I was so happy that I read this book and picked up on some of those little simple words that Master Smart indicated in this book, how to be calm when you're dealing with certain things, how to bring God within the midst of the situation. And continue on with the story. When you do not know where to turn or what to do to find your way out of some difficulty, take these words to yourself. I mean, say these words to yourself. Be still and know that I am God. As you say them to your mind, to your emotions, your thoughts, your body, you will make way for God to enter into your consciousness. you will cease trying to tell God what you need, what you will not try to tell him what to do, whether you will be still and listen. You will give God a chance to express through you, to know you, and to open up ways before you. Many times our greatest need is for stillness, because if we be still, sometimes we can hear God speaking to us. If we are constantly moving and being frustrated, we can't hear him. We don't know which way to turn or go. So it is so important that we are still. Be still. We scatter our energy and our forces by talking about ourselves or our problems. The true silence that is communion with God is more than just being still. The beginning has to be a simple act of stepping all the outer talk, the outer striving and straining, the basic act of being still. Be still is the first step. And know that I am God is the second step. Let me say that again. Be still is the first step. And know that I am God is the second step. When we are still and know that there is only God, that the present enfolds us, surrounds us, and fills us with power, with life, substance, when we know that we are one with God, then we see that there are really no problems. There is only God, and in God, all that we can ever need or desire. Remember, he's the first, the last, and always. What is your need today? What is your healing need today? Is it guidance in making decisions? It is supply. It is a job. It is freedom from confusion and in harmony in your environment. Your answer is with you now. Be still and know that I am God. What God is telling you, I am life, I am health, I am wisdom, I am guidance, I am supply, I am fulfillment, I am peace, and I am the perfection you seek. I am God. I am with you now. Isn't that amazing? Just think what we can go to God for. And I'm always asking him for understanding and wisdom and guidance. And he promised that he will supply all your needs. So try using some of these words today. Whenever you're dealing with some situation, just be still. And we can go and ask him for the simplest thing. When we're in a supermarket and we have to make a decision or trying to find something that is reasonable, is not as expensive, we can ask God simply for those things. Any kind of decision-making that we in the midst of, we can ask God. Nothing is too little or too big for God to help us with. And he wants us to always ask him for things. He wants to, because he's a jealous God. He wants us to make him feel special by coming to him for all of our decisions. Of course we want to make decisions on our own. But when you are in the midst of confusion or any situation, just say, be still and know that I am God. You are bringing God in the midst of that situation. And also the word divine order. Divine order is such another powerful powerful. Just two words. Remember those words because it does help. But I want you to, in the next few days or next week, if you have the one of those days that just seem like everything that you touch are confusion everywhere, just stop for a second and say, God, give me divine order. I promise you that by the end of the day, all those things that you encountered at the beginning, you are going to see a difference. You're going to see your way through. And you say, wow, how did I get through this? Simple. Because you're putting it in the midst of God. To put his best at work. But all he wants you to do is surrender and give him that opportunity to do that. Has anyone lately in your life, if you want to come on the air, you can go back and click on one, number one, and that you want to share how God. How simple word is that? Divine order of peace be still. That can help of confusion or whatever during your life. I mean, during the day. Because it does work. There is something else I would like to also speak upon. It's coming from Psalms, two different verses from Psalms. God is our refuge. In just one second. Okay, sorry about that. My phone was getting ready to go out. Help. God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Psalms 46, 1. Have you ever gone through a trial or headache so painful that you couldn't even put it into words? It felt like a long, piercing scream was ripping you apart inside. Any number of things could cause such suffering, loss, divorce, betrayal, sickness. If you find yourself in such a place in your life, reach out to the Lord. He understands suffering at its deepest level. He knows how to comfort you. All you have to do is ask. Once again, ask him for divine order and peace be still. Another one, a reading from Psalms, verse, our soul waits for the Lord. He is our help and our shield. Who do you turn to when trouble comes your way? I know when that man put that knife against my side, who did I turn to? I turned to God because I knew God was the only one who was going to be able to save me through that in the midst of that situation. You are blessed if you have faithful friends and loved ones here on earth. But whether you have such support in your life or not, God has promised you that you will never face adversity alone. Again and again in the Bible, he declares his desire to help you. Even when no one else is there, he will be there. He certainly was there for me that day. And if he has limited resources, no matter what you need, call on him. It is, we have 5 more minutes. Anyone has anything to say tonight? Well, let me make some announcements before we go off the air. I will have, on the 23rd, we will have a special guest coming on. We'll be speaking. We'll also have other special guests throughout the month of November and December. But we will have someone coming on the 23rd of November to give us some inspirational vitamin. The next chapter members will be attending a play this coming Saturday at the Greater Piney Grove Baptist Church at 5 p.m. We will be attending and going on this gathering. We try to do something each month. In the month of November, we chose to go to a play together. And several of us will be going on Saturday. Also, the day after, the Saturday after Thanksgiving, we will be joining the Gloss girls, Sheila's daughter, who has this ministry called Gloss. We'll be walking with them in Stone Mountain. And I forgot how many miles we will be walking, but we will be joining them and supporting them on this event, the Saturday after Thanksgiving. And we will be doing some other things in the month of December as well. And I will be announcing those different activities a little bit later this month. But if anyone would like to join us, at the play, you can pay at the door. It's a $10. The cost is $10. So you can pay at the door if you would like to still join us on Saturday at 5 p.m. If no one else has anything else to say, I'm trying to see what other announcement. Oh, we're still going to have that coupon class. Can't seem to get a date together with the coupon diva, who's going to be teaching the class. But we're going to get that together before the year ends because she can save you so much money. She know how to go to a supermarket and the bill is $100 or more, and she can walk out of there with less than $20. She taught me some tricks, but I some more things so I can be able to do that. I want to be able to go walk and because this, things are so expensive. But when you can go in a supermarket and spend $100 or more, well, you don't have to once you get all your coupon stuff together. I want to be able to be that good that I will be able to go in there and spend that little money. So we're going to get that together as soon as we can get her committed to a date. And those are some of the things that we are doing in the month of November. If you have any suggestion one other thing. We have something going on December 4th. Our church, the Greater Piney Grove Baptist Church, is called Holiday Blues. They're reaching out to the neighborhood churches and asking them to come together because my pastor, Pastor William E. Flippin Sr., is there's so many people out there that are going through so many losses, losses of family members, loved ones, divorces, jobs, or whatever, and he wants to reach out and help you and help others to get through this holiday. And that's why they're calling it Holiday Blues, because Christmas and Thanksgiving is such a time where you want to be around family. So on December 4th, from 9 until 1 p.m., and plus we're having someone who is in that field, a psychiatrist and a counseling profession that will be coming to speak and also give you tips and ways how you can get through this holiday time. So it's going to be a great thing that the Greater Piney Groves is putting together because they see the need to help others. I will be helping with that particular project. I will just be there talking about my widow ministry to them if they want to start a ministry, and also ways to get through the first 3 years that we do with the next chapter. So this is an exciting thing that we are helping others get through the holiday blues. And for others who are not here in Georgia, any materials that I can gather, I will be emailing it to you. So make sure that we have your email address. Give me a call, or also send me an email. My email address is MaryMHollis@AOL.com. That's my full name, MaryMHollis@AOL.com. Send me your email so I can be able to send this material to you when I get it on December 4th. Any material that I can share to help you through the holiday blues, we want to do that. We want to be there for you. And that's in our program tonight. And if you please be mindful and praying for others, other family members and friends, for each other, because it's so important, because there's so many things that are going on. And I hope that you will have a safe week, and tune in next week, same time, 11 to 11:30 p.m. each Tuesday. And I hope that you have a great week, and God bless.